The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I'm going to be dealing with a subject that is very controversial. Just from the title alone, is probably something that you probably are thinking one thing, but it's going to be something else. I'm going to be talking about the sin of Sodom that's sweeping America. And I'm not dealing with sexual immorality, as many people automatically want to think that you're discussing or going to be talking about when you deal with the spirit or the sin of Sodom. Tonight's foundational scripture, again, Ezekiel 16, 48 through 50. That's where we're going to be starting from. About the 5 minutes that we were on here before we got cut off originally, we were discussing how there is article after article and there is more and more headlines coming out where people are not returning back to work. People who were laid off, people that were furloughed, people that were let go, people that quit because of the coronavirus pandemic. Many of these individuals are no longer returning back to their former jobs because they are comfortable now. And I'm not saying all, but a huge portion of these individuals no longer have the necessity to come in and work 40 hours a week to earn a paycheck, because what they're making from unemployment and stimulus or both is far more or the same than they were to make if they got up, took a shower, cleaned themselves up, got dressed, transited to work, and punched the clock and worked 40 hours a week. So what's this leaving us with? This is what's causing the massive quote-unquote shortage that we're seeing sweeping America, a shortage on lumber, a shortage on steel, a shortage on medical supplies, a shortage on this and that. I can't tell you how many things that I have tried to pick up in stores but couldn't get them because they didn't have them in stock. Instead, I had to order them online. And then when you order them online, you had to wait X amount of time or a longer period of time because, again, it's not that they didn't have a shortage of it, but they had a shortage of either A, people stocking, people delivering, or people shipping. This goes from everything from fuel to lumber to supplies to everything across the board. U.S. job openings rose 8% to a record 8.1 million, according to a new report, but overall hiring rose less than 4%, which is, I want to scratch my head because, again, I said this earlier before we got cut off. I don't know where you live, but where I live, here in the state of Georgia, and again, I know of the state of Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, places like this. Everywhere you go, you see now hiring, help wanted. I can't tell you how many restaurants that we've went to, and you can no longer even, there are certain restaurants, guys, in my area where I live that everybody knows don't go there. And it's not because the food's bad. It's because you're going to be waiting 2 hours just to get your seat and to get your food, maybe 3 hours, because they have one cook, they have one server for the entire restaurant. And it's not just the restaurant industry. Again, it's retail, construction, supply. I mean, the list goes on. Here's the scary part. According to a new report, many workers are no longer returning to old jobs, but listen to this, employers are now looking to automation and machines, quote unquote robots, to replace those workers who are not willing to work any longer. So I just want to say, and I know this is probably going to offend some people, if you have an opportunity to work, you probably want to go back to work, because there's a great possibility as technology continues to advance that the position that you now hold will no longer be available to you when you decide to go back to work, because it's been replaced. You have been replaced by automated machines, robots, and other machinery that are now doing the job for you. Look, I mean, we don't need cashiers anymore. We don't need, I mean, the list goes on and you can see this growing and growing and growing. There's just so many reports of this. The United States today is producing roughly the same amount of goods and services as before the pandemic, but with 8.2 million fewer workers. Let me say that again. The U.S. today is producing roughly the same amount of goods and services as before the virus pandemic, but now there's an 8.2 million employee shortage. Let that soak in. Now, what's that going to do? Again, it's going to cause a great slowdown of everything. Manufacturing, retail, industry, restaurant, and the list goes on. Is it getting better or is it getting worse? You tell me. Now, what do we call, the Bible has a word for this. If you are physically able to work, you don't have a disability, you don't have circumstances that render you unable to work. You are physically able to get up and work, and you choose to sit at home all day and watch TV or play video games or do whatever and be unproductive. The Bible calls this idle or idleness. The word idleness means the state of being lazy, unproductive, and inactive. Let me say that again. By definition, the word idle or idleness is the state of being lazy, unproductive, and inactive. The scriptures talk about idleness. Through idle hands, the house leaks. It talks about that in Proverbs chapter 12. And it talks about this in Proverbs 13. Romans 12:11 talks about idleness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28 talks about the danger of idleness. But here, this is going to be a short broadcast tonight, guys. This is going to be short and sobering. Yeah, somebody's on the Facebook Live feed. Michael, idle hands are the devil's workshop. That's not in the Bible, but it's one of those things you would think it would be a proverb, and that's true. I've also heard idle. It talks about when you get into a place of idleness, it becomes a devil's playground too. What are you talking about? Listen, when you get, whether it's a church, whether it's a workforce, whatever the case may be, if idleness is abundant, what's going to happen is it is going to produce a devil's playground. You're going to see contention. You're going to see strife. You're going to find discord. You're going to find all kinds of problems is going to stem from that. I can show you in the Bible where idleness got men of God in trouble. David should have been at war. He should have been on the battlefield, but instead he chose to stay home. And he ended up peering out a window, staring at a naked woman by the name of Bathsheba, who was bathing on a rooftop. And because he wasn't doing what he should have been doing, he became idle. And he was, come on, he got really, if you want to be technical, he got caught up in pornography. And then it stemmed to a point where he committed adultery and someone was even murdered. So don't tell me your idleness doesn't impact everybody else. It doesn't. Don't tell me your idleness and what you choose to do and you not going to work doesn't affect anybody else but you. No, it impacts everybody around you. Now, here's what's interesting. I told you at the beginning of this, I said the sin of Sodom that's sweeping America right now. Remember, as it were in the days of Lot, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. Well, what was in Lot's day? Lot and his family was vexed day in and day out by the living conditions, the atmosphere, the culture of the cities of the plains, Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, what was the sins, plural tense, of Sodom and Gomorrah? Ezekiel 16, 48 through 50. As I live, saith the Lord God, neither your sister Sodom nor her daughters have done as you and your daughters have done. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter, that's Gomorrah, had, listen to this, pride, fullness of food, abundance of idleness, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty, that's prideful, and committed abomination. There's five major sins of Sodom, and every preacher, church folks, always highlight abomination. That's where sexual immorality falls in. And they home in on sexual abominations. They home in on sexual immorality, and they ignore that there was four other major sins of Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness, and neither helping the poor or needy. Now, we're not dealing today with pride or fullness of bread or not helping the poor and needy, and we're not dealing with sexual immorality. Although I will say that America has committed and is committing her fair share of these same sins. But today I want to home in on and put the bullseye on abundance of idleness. Now, it's one thing to be idle or to see idleness, but it's another thing when you see an abundance of idleness. And see, we already got people that, I told you this would ruffle feathers on here. We've got people that are already getting offended by this message. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what some old school preachers used to tell me. When they got up and they preached the word of God, they would tell the congregation things like this: if what I'm preaching from the word offends you, it's probably because the shoe fits. Oh, you don't want to hear that. See, if the preacher's preaching on adultery, the only people that are going to get offended in the congregation are those committing adultery. If the preacher gets up and preaches on the sin of stealing, and you get offended, it's probably because you've been stealing. Come on. Can I keep on preaching today? So listen, if you're working, you're getting up every day, you're feeding yourself, you're providing for your family, you're doing what God should. By the way, the Bible says if a man does not work, he should not eat. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. Well, I don't care what the Bible says. Listen, here's another problem we got today is you got most Christians that they don't care what the Bible says, because if it doesn't feel good to them or if it's something they don't agree with, then they're going to do things their way and not the Bible way. So listen, if this kind of preaching offends you, it's best that you probably move on, because if this offends you, you ain't seen nothing yet, because I'm telling you, as the days go on, and as we get closer to the time of the end and the coming of the Lord, I pray to God. This is what I pray in my prayer closet. God, anoint me and empower me to preach harder, to preach stronger, to preach more conviction, and to preach the unadulterated word of God, because God has anointed me with the spirit and the anointing of Elijah, the same spirit. I know what my calling is. It's to prepare the way of the Lord. No, I'm not calling myself John the Baptist. No, I'm not calling myself Elijah the prophet. So don't go telling people on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, I heard Brother Ricky say he's Elijah and he's John the Baptist. No, I said the spirit, the same spirit that John the Baptist had, is what we need on a generation right now. And that's to get up and make their face like flint and be not like a reed shaken in the wind, and preach and proclaim the way of the Lord and make his path straight. So again, if this kind of preaching offends you, I would, instead of getting mad at the preacher, I would probably take a break and go pray and say, what is it in me that is getting offended? Oh, come on, somebody. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. In the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, there wasn't just idleness. There was an abundance of idleness. In other words, let me go back to what the word idol means. People, there was a huge, I'm not saying all, I'm not painting a brush that's a wide brush and painting all of America. I'm not saying that. Let me say this again. 8.1 million people. That's a statistic. You can believe that, take that out of your number one. But according to a new report, 8.1 million people are no longer in the workforce. That's a lot of people, guys. And again, depending on where you live, I can take you to the state of Georgia and I can prove this is to you, because I can take you to four restaurants right now and you go and try to get a seat with more than two people and you're going to be waiting 45 minutes. And if you're lucky, you'll get your food in 2 hours time. So don't tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm seeing it. It's everywhere. But let me get back to the scripture. Based on the word of God, in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, the people, the majority, the huge portion of the population of Sodom and Gomorrah were in a state of laziness. They were unproductive and they were inactive. No wonder, no wonder there was such a dominance of sexual immorality. Listen. I guarantee you, I don't have it in front of me, but I stand to be corrected. Most people that continually fall into pornography and sexual immorality is because they've got a lot of idle time. Oh, listen, if I didn't make you mad a while ago, this will make you mad. Listen, if you are productive and you're working, you're taking care of your family, you're spending time with your family, you're in the Word of God, you're in prayer, you're going to church, you're doing a hobby, you're doing this, you're keeping yourself busy, you ain't got time to be looking at filth. You ain't got time to be wrapped up in stuff that's going to keep you in bondage. Hello? But you'll discover that most people that fall into sexual immorality, it's late at night, there's nothing to do, everybody's gone to bed, they're in a secret. They're in a place in the dark. They're behind closed doors. They've got the clicker in their hand. Everybody's asleep. They're turning on this, or they're turning on the computer. They're turning on their phone. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're listening today. I'm trying to tell you, the abundance of idleness is, in my opinion, is what led to the predominance of sexual abomination. They go hand in hand. Idleness and bondage goes hand in hand. Listen, I was not always saved. Over two decades ago, when I used to smoke weed, listen, we smoked a lot of weed because we were quote unquote bored. There was nothing to do. So, and of course there was something to do, but we were idle. We'd work all week. What did we do on the weekends? We were bored. So what did we do? We smoked weed. We went and bought weed. We would sell weed. We would get more weed. That's what we did. Come on. Is this too real? Every person, almost every person I've met. And here's what I've discovered in my own life. If I keep myself occupied, keep myself busy doing the work of the Lord, doing what I'm supposed to do, I discover that I don't have time to fall into these things. I don't have time to get wrapped up into these bondages. I'm trying to help somebody today, but I'm telling you, those who have discernment will recognize that the spirit of idleness, the sin of idleness, the spirit of Sodom. This is the spirit of Sodom. The sin of idleness is sweeping across America. Guys, and listen to me. If we as a whole do not get back to work, there will be no America, come on, to hire people. I'm going to say that again. If people don't get back to work and things don't start, why do you think governors are stepping up in different states and they're cutting off the stimulus checks? They're making it more difficult for people to get unemployment checks. Hello? It's because they recognize as long as they keep the checks coming, people are not going to go back to work. So again, the abundance of idleness is sweeping America right now and in this hour. So you say, what can we do about it? Pray. That's what we can do about it, number one. Number two, if you are physically able, guys, go back to work. Listen, I've worked many kinds. I've worked restaurant industry, retail industry, construction industry. I'm telling you, I know I can speak for my wife. She is not a stay-at-home mom. She can do it for a couple of days and then she goes nuts and like, I got to get back to work. I don't even see how someone cannot. I don't understand. I just don't understand or comprehend how someone can choose to willfully stay home and not work, not be around other adults, not be productive in society. I would go crazy. Come on, I hope this is resonating to somebody and somebody out there is hearing what I'm saying today. Listen, you may not like this message today, but I'm telling you, this is what I'm seeing personally, is the abundance of idleness sweeping America. We're getting ready to close. We're getting ready to pray. Listen, if you don't like this message, stay tuned Friday. You'll probably like Friday's message. Friday is going to be a very interesting message. I'm going to be talking about this Friday, 2 days from now. I'm going to be talking about the mass deception is about, I believe, to sweep the globe. Let me say that again. I believe mass deception, like we've never seen before, is about to sweep the globe. What are you talking about, preacher? This Friday, I'm going to be talking about, we're going to be discussing, there's a new report that's getting ready to be released by the government, and quote unquote, they're supposed to be, when they release this intel in the month of June, it's supposed to be on extraterrestrials, UFO phenomenon, all that. And I'm gonna give you some quotes from some articles. I'm gonna give you some information. And some high-ranked officials have said that the information that's going to be released in the month of June from our government is going to be, and I quote, earth-shattering. So we're going to talk about that Friday and why I believe that this is setting the stage for one of the greatest mass deceptions of, I'm telling you, of mankind. I'm telling you, man, a few days ago, the Lord shook me on this and really just opened some scriptures up, and I'm going to share those scriptures with you. We're going to pull out Greek word studies on this, and we're going to talk about that in detail. That's coming up this Friday. So listen, let's close this broadcast today. Again, I know it's different today, and that's the beauty of doing this, guys. We do this about 3 days a week, and we typically do this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you don't like a topic today, come back on Friday. If you don't like Friday, come back on Monday, because we talk about something different in those 3 days and we do different segments. But we'd like you to listen. If you've never followed our ministry, please go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, subscribe. That's where you're going to find all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll get one digest every single day in your inbox, in your email. You're going to get that. You're going to receive that. You'll be blessed by that. And as always, we want you to download our free app. Again, it's free. It's available on Android, available on Apple. You'll get all the news and headlines there. You're going to get our podcast, our YouTube channel. You're going to get everything there. You can sign up, for push notifications that are going to be available to you when you sign up on, or when you download the app. Just click on those push notifications. You're going to be notified when we share our articles and when our podcasts are available on Spotify and Apple and on the main website. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity to, if this ministry is a continual source of blessing in your life, information, revelation, exhortation, equipping, we want to give you the opportunity to partner with End Time Headlines. And you could do that two different ways, either electronically through the app or the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can make that out to End Time Headlines right there on the screen. If you're watching, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, that's the way you can keep up with our ministry. That's how you can support and partner with our ministry as well. So we're getting ready to sign off for today. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, that the Lord wills that you be the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath, that you lend and not borrow. The Bible says that he wants you to give so that it may be given back unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. God's people, I believe, are meant to be a blessed people and a giving people so that we can spread the gospel and do what God's called us to do. So listen, if you're watching this broadcast today and you're like, brother, I agree with everything you're saying, and I just can't find a job in my career field. I want to pray for you. Or you say, I'm ready to get back to work. I want to pray for you. Or you say, I need the Lord to bless me where I'm at. I want to pray for you. So let's pray for all these categories right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every individual today that's watching, that's listening today. Lord, I just ask that you'd bless them and the works of their hands. Father, you said that in your word, that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, that if we heed your word and hearken to your voice and do what you've commanded us to do, that you'll make us the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath, that we will lend and not borrow, that we'll be blessed coming in, blessed going out, and blessed evermore. You said you'll bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us in the country. Lord, everything we lay our hands to do shall prosper. You said that the blessing of the Lord shall come upon us and overtake us. We receive that today. Lord, the psalmist said that I was young and now I'm old, and I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg of bread. Father, I thank you that as those continue to work, they continue to do what you've called them to do, as they seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You said that all these things shall be added unto us. These things, clothing, food, shelter, necessity, all these things shall be added unto us. And Lord, we just receive that today. Lord, I just pray for someone that's watching this today. Lord, I'm asking that you would open a door of employment for them. Lord, that you said in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, and that you would direct our paths. God, I'm asking that you would direct their path into the job, into the field, into the career, into the opportunity in which you have already ordained for them. For you said in your word in Romans 8:28 that all things are working together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So you said that we make preparations in our heart, or we make plans, but it's you that ultimately leads our steps. Lord, lead those that are seeking a place of employment, lead their steps, give them not just any job, but give them a good job, a blessed job, a good paying job, good benefits, good opportunity there, so that they can be blessed to provide for their family. God, I pray for promotion, increases, and pay raises for every individual under the sound of my voice. Lord, may they be exalted where they're at. May they be salt. May they be light. And may you excel them, Lord. May you exalt. You said he who humbles himself under the mighty hand of God shall be exalted in due season. You said if we don't grow weary in well-doing, in due season, we will reap if we faint not. And Lord, I receive this today, and I pray that the people of God receive this today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Again, thank you for taking the time today to hear out this message today. Again, I know it's a little bit different. Again, if you're watching by YouTube, please don't forget to hit the subscribe button, hit the bell to get the notifications every time we go live. If you're watching by Facebook Live, remember to sign up for notifications so you'll be notified when we go on live. If you're listening by podcast, don't forget to share this. Share the URL, tag some people on Facebook, get the word out. And we always, again, appreciate you guys and your support. So until Friday, guys, God bless you. We love you. And we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.